It's crunch time. It's a Thursday. And what we do is wrap with this.
You'll have to excuse my friend. He's a little slow.
Luckily, I have prepared for such an event. The lightning round!
Yes, it's the lightning round, and we're on the other side of town. As a matter of fact, we're not even in town. We're in Junction City. It's the lightning round. The worst. Literally the worst ever.
No, I'll give you like a C+ for that. That was good effort. You had some rhymes in there. The lightning round is brought to you by Batteries Plus Bulbs. Batteries Plus Bulbs has the widest selection of batteries and energy-saving light bulbs like LEDs for your home or business. The experts at Batteries Plus Bulbs can also fix your cracked screen, any broken buttons, charge ports, and more on your phone or tablet. It doesn't matter who broke it, they can fix it. Batteries Plus Bulbs also offers helpful pluses like free car battery testing, battery installation for iPhones, watches, key fobs, garage remotes, and more. Visit them in Eugene and Corvallis or at batteriesplusbulbs.com. Steve, you have been talking about it, but now former New York Yankee manager Joe Girardi, who spent 10 seasons running the Bronx Bombers, has been let go. He won a World Series, took the team to 3 championship series, made the playoffs 6 times. He never had a season below 500 and was 1 Game 7 victory from taking the team this year to the World Series again. It was announced this morning he would not return to the Yankees. So fill in the blank. The Yankees not bringing back Joe Girardi is blank.
Dangerous. Because it's going to open up a can of worms, and if some guy gets in there and all of a sudden they slip the next 2 seasons, might be a classic case of not realizing what you had until it was too late. So I'm going to go, it's a dangerous move for Cashman's legacy.
And now that the hunt for the next Yankee manager is on, who will it be? A, someone within the Yankee organization that knows the players on the team and can help them take them one step farther to the World Series. B, a recently fired manager like Dusty Baker, Brad Ausmus, or John Farrell. Or C, a former Yankee player like Don Mattingly, or maybe even Alex Rodriguez.
I can't work with you or be friends with you anymore.
worth it.
I can't imagine that they would bring Mattingly back because he didn't reveal himself to be a very good manager in Miami. They don't have the horses in LA. Recently fired. I don't think so. You know, I'm kind of leaning towards maybe a guy we don't know yet. Dusty Baker, the people will lose their minds. Ausmus, the people in Detroit wanted him out of there from about the 3rd inning of his managerial career on. Somebody within the organization, since I only have 3 options, I guess I'll go A, but none of these would I answer with authority right now.
Fair enough. USA Today writer Joe Nightingale has been reporting on the major shakeup that is going to happen within the Miami Marlins this offseason, as new ownership under Derek Jeter has said that they are massively going to cut payroll, a.k.a. Giancarlo Michael Stanton and his gigantic contract are going to be leaving town. Nightingale is reporting that the San Francisco Giants are early leaders for Stanton and would be his number one choice if he decides to be traded. What percent chance do you give Stanton of landing in San Francisco go this winter?
Now Stanton is a SoCal kid from Sherman Oaks.
Yes,
I was reading. The Giants, you know, they've thrown money around before and not always wisely. I'm thinking of Barry Zito, but historically they don't. So if they decide to and he wants to, I'll give him a 33%, a 1-in-3 shot of landing in the Bay.
I'll take it. 3 top 25 matchups kick off at 12:30 this Saturday, not to mention a 9 a.m. kickoff between another pair of top 25 teams. So it's a little Richter scale mixing in with the lightning round, but rate these marquee matchups for Saturday afternoon. We start with 9 a.m. kickoff, Oklahoma State at West Virginia.
That's an important matchup within the conference, but nationally, as far as its impact on us, I'm going to give it a 6.
North Carolina State at Notre Dame.
Now, that's a game I'm looking forward to. I really think this is a good NC State team. While they kind of been sneaking under the radar since their early loss, I like their defense. I like Ryan Finley at quarterback. It's going to be a good test since it's Notre Dame. I'm jacking that one up to an 8.
Number 4, TCU at number 25, Iowa State.
Now, that's interesting because now normally you'd be like, really? You're talking about Iowa State? What did we do wrong in a former life to have to deal with this? But, you know, after they're upset, knocking off Oklahoma, they've got Kyle Kemp, a name familiar around here. And we heard Alan Lazard, their terrific wide receiver, was on the Rome show. So that's a big one. I'm looking forward to that. I'm going to go 8 on that as well.
And also at 12:30, number 2 Penn State versus number 6 Ohio State.
That's a 10. That's considering what time of year it is, what's at stake there. There's no question about it. That's flat out 10. That owns college football this weekend. And I guess we're going to end up having to watch the latter part of it from Sam's place. But, yeah, that's a 10.
Last one here. Justin Herbert is back out on the practice field and practicing in full pads just 3 weeks after having his collarbone broken against Cal. Coach Taggart said it would be about 4 to 6 weeks before Herbert would be able to come back, and he isn't ruling him out to play this Saturday. So I guess all that milk Herbert is drinking is actually paying off. What percent chance do you give Herbert of playing against Utah?
Zero. I have no belief that he's going to be in there. I don't even see what the point would be. Why would you rush him back? It would be different if somehow they were, in the hunt for something other than just the bowl. So I'm going to do the rare zero.